Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Your wait is over. Here's the conclusion of last week's episode. Yes, it's Lucille Ball and Richard Denning in My Favorite Husband. This is episode number 79, and it is entitled Women's Rights Part 2. It originally aired on March 10th, 1950.
It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Jello, everybody.
Yes, it's the Gay Family series, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, transcribed and brought to you by the Jell-O family of desserts.
J-E-L-L.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings, yes, sirree.
And now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers tonight, we see a story unfolding. A story that started last week when the Coopers and the Atterburys had a discussion on the proposed constitutional amendment granting women equal rights. Liz said,
Iris and I demand equal rights. We want to be treated just as though we were men.
Iris said,
Yeah!
Mr. Atterbury, George's boss, said,
All right, Liz boy. George and I are tired of earning a living. Starting tomorrow, you two can go out and earn the money, and we'll stay home and watch after the house.
George said,
Yeah!
Liz said,
Okay, that's a deal, and I want this house spotless.
Yes, sir. I'll tell Katie, just like you do. Anything else?
Yes, I want dinner ready on time.
Yes, sir. I'll tell Katie. Anything else?
Yes, roll up your sleeves and put on your apron. It's Katie's day off.
Oh,
Gad! I suppose it's Hilda's day off, too.
Yeah!
And now it's the morning of the great experiment. George, the housewife, is cooking breakfast. While Liz, the wage earner, is seated at the table, her head buried in the newspaper, waiting to give George the same kind of treatment that he gives her every morning.
Here's your coffee, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is it all right?
Yes, dear.
Put that paper down and talk to me.
Oh, no. I've waited too long for this moment. How do you like speaking to the back page of a newspaper?
All right. Now, you've had your fun. Is the breakfast all right?
No, the coffee's miserable. It's much too strong.
How do you know? You haven't even tasted it.
I don't have to taste it. I can see how strong it is.
How?
George, when you drop a lump of sugar in a cup of coffee, it's supposed to sink.
Oh, there's Mr. Atterbury. I'm late for work.
Hey, tighten your bathrobe, Buster. That's Mrs. Atterbury, and I'm late. Goodbye, dear.
Liz?
Hmm?
Aren't you going to kiss me goodbye?
Oh, here. Now have dinner ready on time and have enough because I may bring home some company and you know how I always forget to call. Goodbye, George. Hi, Iris.
Hi, fellow businessman.
Well, we're off to make a living.
Yeah. What's the first thing we do?
Let's go someplace and have breakfast.
Couldn't you eat anything that George fixed either?
Ha! He boiled the bacon, burned the eggs, and the coffee was so thick I couldn't get my spoon out of it.
You're lucky. Rudolph staggered downstairs with his eyes closed, opened a box of steel wool instead of breakfast food, covered it with a rotten banana, said here, and went back to bed.
Let's go eat. Want another donut, Iris?
Oh, no thanks.
If we expect to get a job, we better start looking through the want ads.
Okay.
Here it is. Help wanted. Beauty operator, accountant, dental technician, registered nurse.
How do you like that? Apparently, you can't get a job unless you know how to do something.
It's just like you said, Liz. Women don't have equal rights.
Not even with other women.
Oh, here's one. We need women.
Oh, we can do that.
There's more.
Oh.
We need women. No experience necessary. Must be attractive and... Uh-oh. Under 25.
Oh, that lets you out, doesn't it?
Lets me out? What about you?
Oh, I wouldn't take the job without you, Iris.
Elizabeth Cooper, are you trying to tell me you're under 25? Me, who's known you since the first year you were 28?
Well, I meant I could pass as 25.
Well, if you could, I could. Let's go down and try out for the job. What is it?
Let's see. Living statues at the Follies Theater.
Well, what else is there?
Hey, what are we looking at the want ads for? George always says that smart people go in business for themselves. Let's open our own Follies Theater.
Well, I don't think the town could support two of them.
Well, ours will be different. We'll have chorus boys instead of chorus girls. And the first row will be reserved for bald-headed women.
Liz.
What?
No.
Why not?
I just had a quick vision of Rudolph as a living statue. Now, look, Liz, it's 10 o'clock and we haven't earned a dime.
Oh, here's an ad for an employment agency.
Well, what's it say?
Ready to go to work? Need a job? Unemployment insurance run out? We'll put you on a payroll. We haven't missed in 25 years.
Well, come on, Liz, let's go there.
Okay, but I have a feeling we're going to spoil a beautiful record.
Hello?
Hello? This is Mary Margaret McAtterbury. Is Prudence Cooper home?
Speaking.
How are you doing with the housework, boy?
That's not too bad. The toughest job so far was the breakfast dishes. They took forever.
Funny, mine only took me a couple of seconds.
You have an electric dishwasher?
No, no, I was carrying them in from the breakfast room and I tripped.
It wasn't Iris's good china, was it?
No, no, no. Some old stuff she hardly ever uses called Haviland.
Well, that was lucky for you. Say, have you done your laundry yet?
No. No, I was sort of afraid to try. Have you?
Yeah, there's nothing to it. I washed out a few of Liz's dainties.
Well, how did they turn out?
Oh, pretty good, but I think I got too much starch in the petticoats.
Oh? How can you tell?
Well, when I try to fold them, they break in half.
That's an indication.
Yeah, so I only put half as much starch in her silk stockings.
Are you supposed to put starch in stockings?
Oh, sure, it works great. Oh, you don't even have to hang them up. You just stand them in a corner.
Well, look, Prudence, I have to go. There's someone at the door.
I'll call you later, dearie.
Do that, hon. Bye.
Good morning, ladies. Welcome to the Sheridan Falls Employment Agency. Have a chair. You wish to hire someone?
No, we're looking for a job.
Oh, go over there and fill out a form.
Boy, it sure got cold in here all of a sudden. What kind of jobs do you have open?
What do you do?
What kind of jobs do you have open?
What do you do?
What kind of jobs do you have open?
You go first this time.
All right. What do you do?
What kind of jobs do you have? No!
The only thing we ask is that we work together.
All right, but tell me what you do. If you're stenographers, maybe I can find someone with a big lap and you can each sit on one knee.
Well, what kind of jobs do you have open? Gee, I wish I'd said that.
Well, let's try to get some facts down. What are your names?
Don't give your real name, Liz. Oh,
right. What's your name? Well, don't you know your name?
I'll get it. I know it as well as I know my... Oh, no, that doesn't make sense. Bridget McGonagall.
Bridget Mc... How do you spell that?
M... O'Brien. My mother married again.
And what's your name?
McGonagall. Iris.
Iris McGonagall?
Well, all right.
Don't do me any favors.
You see, she's a half-sister by my first mother's second husband.
Nice going, Liz.
And so far, we have Liz Bridget McGonagall O'Brien and Iris McGonagall. Now, what are your qualifications?
What jobs do you have open?
Let's try it this way. What was your last job?
With Mr. George Cooper. I haven't left yet.
What do you do for Mr. Cooper?
Well, it's a very interesting job. I sleep late, and then I come downstairs, and the maid gives me breakfast, and I loll around the house till he comes home, and then we go out together.
And why do you want to make a change?
No chance for advancement.
Yes. I have very few jobs like that, but I'll tell you what. You go over to the blackboard. We list all the available positions there. Now, if you find something you can do, let me know.
Gee. Look, Liz, there are lots of jobs listed. Short order cook?
No, no.
Western Union boy?
I can't ride a bicycle.
Japanese gardener?
Oh, so sorry. But get hands all dirty.
Electrician? Carpenter? Steam fitter?
What's a steam fitter do?
I don't know. I guess he fits steam.
That's funny. I didn't even know steam came in sizes. Well, we'll find something. Shoe salesman, furniture repairman for moving company, plumber's helper. Deep sea diver.
Well, if Liz turns into the breadwinner of the family, I guess George better take up housework and cooking. And I can give him many a helpful hint on swell things to eat. For instance, here's a honey of a new dessert so easy even George could make it. It's called honey jello, and here's what you do. Use any of those six delicious jello flavors, strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, or lime. Dissolve in 2 cups of hot water, add 1 tablespoon of honey, and chill. Garnish with whipped cream sweetened with honey. It's a delectable combination. Fruit-like, shimmering jello flavored with golden honey and topped with foamy whipped cream. That wonderful locked-in flavor of jello tastes so rich and refreshing, it makes you think of the real ripe fruit. And that's why jello is America's favorite gelatin dessert. So look for those big red letters on the box. They spell jello, and jello spells a treat. That name is a registered trademark of General Foods.
J-E-L-L-O.
And now back to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband. As we return to the Coopers, we find our two intrepid would-be wage earners still reading off the list of available jobs on the employment agency blackboard.
Exterminator.
Tombstone cutter.
Lighthouse keeper. That might be something.
What are you talking about?
Well, when we got married, George and I set up light housekeeping.
This is no time for forced humor.
All right, all right.
Streetcar conductor.
Master of ceremonies for laundromat.
Cabinet maker's apprentice. Drooler for front of donut window.
Still here?
Yeah, we haven't found anything we can do, but it's certainly fascinating reading.
You know, I do have a job where I can use both of you.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's a cinch. All you have to do is just stand absolutely still.
What is it, a television commercial for Forest Lawn?
No, it's with a carnival, part of a knife-throwing act.
What part?
Now, listen, you wanted a job. Where else can you get $10 a day for letting a guy miss you with knives?
Iris?
No.
But the man's an expert. I've done business with him for years.
See, Iris?
I send him 3 or 4 girls a week.
Come on, Iris, back to the blackboard. Tailor, steeplejack, coal miner, fish breeder, toupee maker, die caster, cast dyer, snake charmer.
Hello?
Mary Margaret? This is Prudence again.
Well, make it snappy, Prue. I'm making spaghetti, and I'm up to my waist in paste.
Do you know anything about rice?
I remember it was thrown at me on one of the darkest days of my life.
No, I don't mean that. I'm boiling some rice for dinner, and I don't know if I put enough in.
Well, how much did you use?
A 1-pound package.
For 2 of you?
Huh.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I guess it swells up a little. Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Something's pushing the kitchen door open. Holy cow, it's the rice!
Oh, it can't be.
It is! Our kitchen looks like Sun Valley!
Hold it back, boy. I'll be right over. Oh, and I'll bring some raisins.
Raisins? What for?
Well, if we can't clean it up, we'll make the biggest rice pudding you've ever seen.
Xylophonist, zither maker, pin feather plucker in chicken factory. Oh, it's no use, Liz. We won't get a job. We'll just have to go home and eat crow.
You think that's what they fix for dinner?
Are you girls still here? Look, why don't you go home? And if anything comes up... pardon me. Sheridan Falls Employment Agency.
Say, we've had a little accident. Could you send a house cleaning crew out right away?
Well, I've only got one of my regular cleaning ladies, but... wait a minute. Hey, you two.
Yes?
I think I may have a job for you.
We'll take it.
Sure, what is it?
General housework, part of a crew of cleaning ladies.
Housework? I could have stayed home and done that.
Iris, we can't be choosy. We've got to make some money today or we'll never hear the end of it.
Well, I...
We'll take it.
Good. I'll send you out with one of my regulars. Hello?
Yes?
Oh, you're in luck, mister. 2 more of our best scrub ladies just checked in.
Good. The address is 321 Bundy Drive.
They're on their way right now.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, you two, it's all set. I'll call Blanche and you can get going.
Who's Blanche?
Oh, she's one of our best cleaning women. A sweet, lovable character. You'll get along fine. She's got her own car.
When do we get there, Blanche?
She can't hear you, Liz.
What?
She can't hear you.
I wasn't talking to you.
You say something to me? I can't hear you.
Never mind.
What?
Never mind.
Any minute now.
Iris, I'm worried. This is our own neighborhood. I hope nobody sees...
What are you yelling for? You deaf or something? Well, here's the place. 321 Bundy Drive.
Iris, it's my house. We can't go in there, Blanche. We quit.
You what?
We quit.
Yeah, get someone else.
Now, look, sister. I need the dough from this job, and if you don't work, I don't work. You're coming in with me, or else.
Or else what?
Or else you'll be wearing an off-the-face scrub bucket in the Easter parade.
Well, if you're going to use logic.
Liz, maybe what? Rudolph and George aren't here.
Oh, come to think of it, Iris, I wonder what's happened that they have to have someone clean it up.
They said they'd leave the side door open.
See? There's nobody here, thank goodness. Okay. Well, come on, let's hurry and get it done.
Oh, what's the rush? I like to look around when I get in a strange house.
Oh? I don't imagine you very often get into a house like this, huh, Blanche?
No, I should say not. It's a real eyesore, ain't it?
What?
Can you imagine having to live with this stuff?
Yes, I can.
Well, if you don't know no better. Yeah, we're supposed to start in the Look at that mess.
What is it?
It looks like rice. Oh, it is rice. All the way into the middle of the dining room.
Oh, what kind of a pig would keep a sty like this?
I'll tell you what kind of a...
Now, Liz, please, please, let's get this finished and get out of here.
Oh, all right.
What was that?
Those stockings in the kitchen fell over. They were standing up.
Must be here, George.
I hope so.
Uh-oh, they're here. Hand me a brush. I'll start scrubbing under this table.
Okay.
On the carpet?
I don't have time to go anyplace else.
Neither do I. I'll help you, Liz. Move over.
Yeah, scrape some rice over my way. Give me some rice.
Now, listen, you two. That's
Oh, hello there. You must be the cleaning women, eh?
Yep. I'm Blanche.
Well, look, we want this all cleaned up. See, if our wives find out about it, they'll kill us.
He can say that again.
Now, after you get through here, go over to my house. I came over to help him with the rice, and I left the iron on. The fireman left quite a mess.
Burned the ironing board, huh?
Well, I couldn't find the ironing board. I was using the top of the piano.
Well, don't worry. We'll clean it up for you.
We?
Oh, yeah, me and my two assistants. They're down on their hands and knees. You can just see him sticking out from under the table.
Iris!
Iris?
Certainly. I recognize her shoes.
Liz? Liz Cooper, is that you?
What's going on around here? Speak up, you two.
Oh, so very good, Rice. Very good. Clean him up quick, quick, chop, chop. Oh, you bet. You bet. Hot kimona.
Iris, and I do mean lotus bud.
Liz, come out from there.
Nobody here but us Chinese club ladies.
Yep. Grab those legs, George.
I got them. Come on.
Oh, out you come, Iris. Come on.
Rudolph.
There. Now, Ming Toy, what's going on?
What about that rice, George Cooper?
A fine way for you to act, Iris.
I didn't burn any holes in the piano.
Yeah, at least we were working.
Yes.
Well, that was
that's
an accident. I was trying to raise my
really
now, well, wait. Just a minute. This is no way to act. Fighting and trying to deceive each other. As a matter of fact, George and I decided something this afternoon.
What?
Well, tell him, George.
Well, we don't like doing housework.
Well, as long as we're being honest, Iris and I aren't exactly crazy about earning the living either. It's tough.
Well, shall we go back the way we were?
Okay, by me.
Hey, wait a minute. What about equal rights for women?
Kiss me, master.
Hey, come here, slave.
Same thing go for us, Iris?
You know it does.
Kiss me, master.
Thank you.
master. Clean up the rice, slave.
Yes, Lucille, where do we travel tonight?
No place, Robert. We stay right here and interview a lady wrestler. A little lady wrestling music, maestro.
Ah, here's the dressing room of Leaping Lucy, the lady wrestler I'm supposed to interview.
Hello there.
Hello. I'm here on behalf of General Foods.
Say, you're cute. Wanna wrestle?
No, you see, I have to interview you.
Come here, you. Oh, boy, you fracture me.
Now, about this interview.
Wanna wrestle?
Now, just a minute. What about General Foods?
Well, what about him? I'll wrestle him anytime. Bring him on.
No, I'm talking about our radio interview. Now, I'll start by saying, Lucy, they tell me you train exclusively on Jell-O.
I don't think you'll get a laugh with it.
Well, nevertheless, that's the first line. After that, what do you say?
Want to wrestle?
No, now look, here's your script. Read it. Can you read?
Why, sure. Let's see now. J-E-L-L-O.
All right, what does that spell?
That's a tough one, ain't it?
It's Jell-O.
Oh, Jell-O. Oh. Jell-O comes in six delicious flavors. Straw.
Berry.
Raspberry.
Now, what comes next?
Cherry berry. Cherry berry sounds like a song. Cherry berry bean. Why don't you sing it? Don't mind if I do. Cherry berry bean. Cherry berry bean.
Wait a minute. Lucy.
What?
Look, it's strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime.
Oh.
All right, what's next?
Let's wrestle.
No, it continues like this. Jell-O is so good, it makes you think of the real ripe fruit itself.
Is that so?
And the flavor is locked in. The flavor is locked in, so it can't get out till your first delicious spoonful.
No.
Then we finish up. Look for the big red letters on the what?
Big red letters on the what? And they think I'm punchy.
I'm asking you, look for the big red letters on the...
I give up.
Box, box!
No, let's wrestle!
You have been listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning. Watch for the April issue of Radio Mirror magazine, the one with the big picture of Lucille Ball on the cover. It tells the details of an exciting new My Favorite Husband contest. Get Radio Mirror for April. And be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by...
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca pudding. Yes, sirree.
Bob Lamond speaking.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Monday for the next episode of My Favorite Husband, and check in on Wednesday for the next installment of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. Until next time, in the words of Helen Rowland, life begins at 40, but so do fallen arches, rheumatism, faulty eyesight, and the tendency to tell a story to the same person 2, 3, or 4 times.